In 1916, Montana's Jeanette Rankin became the first woman to serve in the U.S. House of Representatives. 100 years later, the first female candidate to lead a major party's presidential ticket leads in the polls less than 2 weeks before Election Day. Women have made progress when it comes to political representation in the United States, but a look at the state-by-state numbers shows those gains haven't been evenly distributed. As 90.5 WESA's Christopher Ayers reports, Pennsylvania has lagged behind when it comes to electing women to positions of political power.
Each year, the Center for American Women in Politics at Rutgers University publishes a U.S. map on its website. It's color-coded, different shades representing the proportion of women serving in each state's legislature. A peek at the Mid-Atlantic states this year reveals a polychromatic mishmash. Maryland, a burnt orange. Delaware, a sky blue. New York, a dark pink. And Pennsylvania, navy blue, which isn't a good sign when it comes to equal levels of gender representation. In Pennsylvania, women make up about 18% of the state's General Assembly. Not the worst in the country, but not good. Bad enough to rank 40th out of all U.S. states. And in the U.S. Congress, the Commonwealth ranks even worse.
I think most people don't realize that we actually have zero women in Congress right now.
That's Jenny Sweet Cushman, Assistant Director at Chatham University's Center for Women in Politics. And you heard right, no women in Congress. That could change this year with Democrat Katie McGinty locked in a tight U.S. Senate race with incumbent Pat Toomey. But elsewhere, none of the five women running for U.S. House are expected to win. Sweet Cushman says the reason there aren't many women holding these seats involves the pipeline to higher office. The idea is that people who end up holding higher office, like U.S. Senator, usually hold a lower office first, say in the state legislature or on the city council.
So when you look at the state legislature and you only have about 18% of that body being women, the likelihood that you're going to have women to run for governor, to run for Congress, to run for U.S. Senate, it's just not very likely.
A look at the numbers shows there are, in fact, fewer women in these pipeline positions across the state. Data compiled by the Pennsylvania Center for Women in Politics show women make up about 30% of council members in the Commonwealth's largest municipalities and represent only 19% of its mayors. A big factor is party recruitment. Sweet Cushman says men are more inclined to volunteer to run for these lower-level pipeline offices, whereas women,
you know, they are maybe involved in their communities, and they're waiting. Maybe they have some latent political ambition, and they're waiting for someone to say, hey, you know, that city council seat is opening up. You'd be really great. And that's what solidifies that for women.
So why aren't parties more actively recruiting female candidates? Melanie Hughes is an associate professor of sociology at the University of Pittsburgh.
The fact that there's never been a successful female candidate for governor matters. That so few women ever served in Congress from Pennsylvania matters.
Hughes says the very fact that more women aren't representing Pennsylvanians may itself be part of the problem, influencing the behavior of both the women who might consider running and those who might recruit them to run.
It means that women are less likely to put themselves forward, but it also may mean that there's a perception among party leaders that Pennsylvania voters don't want to vote for women. And if they believe that, they may not be working as hard to recruit women.
So how should parties go about getting more women to run? A possibility might be gender quotas, which would require political parties to field a certain number of both male and female candidates. Hughes says quota-type measures have successfully boosted female political involvement internationally, but she adds many in the U.S. might resist such an idea on the grounds it would be undemocratic or diminish the quality of candidates, even though
some of the most recent studies suggest that quotas, in fact, are good for candidate quality because who actually gets kicked out are the more mediocre and low-performing men. So countries end up retaining high-quality male candidates and recruiting high-quality female candidates.
Pennsylvania's Center for Women in Politics, however, isn't waiting around for quotas. Since 2012, it's hosted Ready to Run events in both Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. The gatherings serve as training seminars for women interested in running for office. The center's Sweet Cushman says nearly 300 women have graduated from the program so far.
Now looking forward, municipal election in 2017, you know, maybe that's an opportunity for more women to get their names on the ballot.
Onto the ballot and into the pipeline. For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Christopher Ayers.